No, the difference presumably is follows. The difference is like this. What happens in a case in which, for example, here's the difference. The difference is the woman wants to be not safe, she says, she takes an active decision to continue to be. Right? Yeah, this guy, he's beyond the point of decision. He's went flying down his throat. He can't say no or yes, or just, he can't just continue with that one. Can't press the cancel button at that point. What happens in a case in which, for example, here's the difference. The difference is the woman wants to be not safe, she says, he takes an active decision to continue to be. Right? Yeah, this guy, he's beyond the point of decision. He went flying down his throat. He can't say no or yes, or just, he can't just continue at that point. Can't press the cancel button at that point. I want to read the lesson, if you will, of the Chief of Yashan, if I can find it here, on this very point. Yes, please, what's the question? Okay, let me put this aside. I can't find the exact line right now. Let me discuss one more of the clues. It's very interesting. Our Gemara, you see, Rabotai, is a chiyuv we call Masha Nene. We already discussed this last week. There's three potential chiyuvim in our sugya: Gazlan, Magic, and Nene. The three potential chiyuvim in the sugya. A guy sticks down my throat. The chiyuv is nana, as the Rashi says and the Tosafot says. So what do you see? I have a chiyuv to pay because of my hano. Then why? I didn't gain any money. That's what it said. Yeah. You stuck ice cream down my throat. Ice cream till Kuma. Whatever. Pizza. Ah! Most popular food of the Jiva guy. Stuck pizza down my throat. But the pizza was... I can't even, whatever. Pizza was made from truma de grain. Now, I don't need pizza. I gain no money by a ticket. I have no financial gain. I have a meal, and I have 3 meals a day. I have breakfast, I have lunch, I have supper. And now, it's 3 o'clock, after she had the full class, I took a piece of pizza down my throat, because I have the pizza. Now, there's no financial gain. I did not. Come on. You need less of stuff like that because I have a pizza. God, what are you diet to measure every calorie? Anyway, not going to make any difference. Makes no difference. You measure every pizza, every cookie, you have about 3 cookies or 4 cookies in the supper time. You have 3 cookies out of 4. Yeah. There's no financial gain. There's no financial gain. So, doesn't matter. The chiyuv hanor is independent of any financial gain which I may have. That's the important point out. It's a rare case of the tzotzin in the seed of the Greek. It's in the reish mem vav. Take a look at the tzotzin. It seems they agree on this situation based on the complicated study in Kulin. Kulin involves a concept called vishtar shilei. You gain money. And then the tzotzin is so. I don't have to pay you, because I couldn't fast it. So the toast and the cheese is, you couldn't fast it, you didn't have to have that desire for pizza. They point out, that we're not discussing what we call the star slave, the bank account is fat. So we're discussing a separate machai, what we call men. Even if you gain nothing financially, but you have physical hanor, by definition, therefore you are a card. The big question is the problem. We assume with an assumption of cannot call up all Shikula, that Shikir Shai Ben Rabin, the Kamer Shikishah for today, tomorrow, applies to two punishments. You can't get two punishments, whether for one action or for an action, for two actions at the same time, as we're going to discuss in the detail. The question is like this. What is a classical example of Kamer Rabin, where it has been a little bit? For example, below Yasa, the classic example, the man kills somebody, and he kills the mother and kills the fetus. The mother is a fetus of Yisra, and the fetus of Yisra's mother. There are two fetuses, two punishments. You're punished if you're a murderer. You're punished because you did an abortion. So the king of the two punishments, below Yasa. Okay? That's the Mishnah. Alam of Amim Azayi, closing up talk. Two punishments. Where else do we have Kidav Ravina? The guy is here of Misa, Chayav Misa, and those are Chayav what? Malkus. Or Chayav Chorus, or Chayav Mamad, or Malkus. We always discuss this as punishment. Rav also asked, is every Chayav Mamad a punishment? Let's see the following case. Take the following case, okay? A man is smoking on Shabbos. So he's all gone, true. What are they? But one of them is not kind of beast. Okay. So what we're discussing now is the fear of smoking on Shabbos. While he's smoking on Shabbos, he goes over to a friend today, can you lend me a dollar? So while the smoke is going in and out, and it's kind of not very, he takes the dollar. Okay. Will you say, kill every avenue, yes or no?
Should
Hanor be comparable to borrowing a dollar? Which is, you don't understand why Kimla is here. Or no, Hanor is equivalent to some kind of guy who did damage. Now, Rabosa. No. Who was Mashiach last year? We had a discussion later of the following interesting case. Interesting case. See, you'd be surprised what you might derive from Hilchos Kinyan Rabbeinu to call us a Rekula. One of our main things told us last year was that if I hire you as a worker, but I have to pay you, and you spent so much time on this result, but I have to pay you not merely because I agree to pay you. More than that. I have to pay you because the Torah says I have to pay you. So we call a milveh haksuva batorah. It's not just a chiyuv on me because I accepted it. Once I agreed to hire you, the Torah should have to pay you. We had many riots in the first two days of the sixth parashah of the Messiah, by Rechus Gadol. One of the riots is exactly this case. The Gemara is an Eshnan of the Torah. We had it a few times already. Eshnan of the Torah, Afilu what? Bo'alimo. Why? The Rashi says, Shad, why? Because the fear of what? Fear of what? The taste, come on, who remembers? The taste is Shabbat. When I give the mother the Esna, You may not have to do it, but if you should, it's fulfillment of a mitzvah shemayim, of a, excuse me, of a chiyuv of mitzvah shemayim, so it has a shem etzah. The sheep of the Lubez is they both of them, the Iri and the Raivid, hold up shot. You have to pay the mother in bed. You know why? Borrowing a dollar. It's borrowing a dollar. Why? Because over the issue of Bia B'Imo, Chiyuv Skila, at the same time, I borrowed a dollar, and borrowed a dollar, I agreed to pay her a dollar. Or give her a sheep, and that's not. So you see how they work with this so clearly. Why do all other Rishonim disagree? Rashi and everybody disagrees with those Rishonim. Not going to deny the premise that Kimne but Rabamine is limited to Unshe. Let's modify it a bit. Is limited to the case of what we call Muvak, Suva, Matara, and doesn't apply to a guy who borrows a dollar. No! They think that if a man agrees to give a woman money for the act of Bia, which is the act of Sirit, hiring a worker, quote unquote, double quote unquote, he has to give her the money, you know why? Because it's her that has to give her the money. And it's her that says it. It's not just the agreement between the two parties, consenting adults. The Torah says it. Then we can already apply the principle of what? Kim Lay, with their Avamina. So the Yisrael was saying I was clear in the Sheet of the Professor of the Sea, Sari Allah, that's clear. And even though they disagree, presumably, as we pointed out last year, disagree on a different point. But they all agree that you wouldn't say Kim Lebed Rabinei if I borrow a dollar at the moment of Chayav Nisan Shabbos or something like that. Because it's only an unshift, today which also doesn't apply a borrowing a dollar. So there's a question for Tom. Oh, with this the Mepharshim answer a kasha against the Ksos of the Ksos. It's all like the Siman Lamed Ches, Sitkot Nalev. I have a star with a ribbism. Discussed last year by reading. So the Mepharshim said one to one day, I collect the money from the star, the parent, and the star has rivers. It's more about the teeth. But why? But the same moment that I borrowed the money, I was tired on rivers. So let's say, Kim Lebed Rabinei, again with certain number of royals. That's the cash. I borrowed money for rivers, and the other star took for rivers. According to some of the Farshim, I'm kind of Malkus, or kind of Malkus. So, it's kind of like a long story. I'm reading out those crutches right now. So the question becomes, why should I have to pay back, let's say, kind of Malkus over this book? And the answer is, no! He borrowed money! When I borrow money, he can't take him into the army day. So they have two options. If I borrow money, it's not called an onus. That's right. You break a window. That's called the ball. Okay. Again, I have to give you that fond memory. When I was in Tampa Avenue, we looked at this parrot, I told you. I learned a phrase. I repeated it again and again and again. I'm going to bet you no one ever heard of the phrase. The phrase is, Kesef HaKolze. Anyone ever heard of it? You did? I'm not sure where that phrase comes from. I'm not sure where that phrase comes from. But I'll be ready with some extension. What is it? I'll tell you. The Gemara Bava Kama, but I am. Look at the following case. Funny case. It's trying to find a situation of Kim Lebed Rabamine. It's sort of gone out. Umoka. You know, if a guy steals a... you know that thing, no? No. The person steals a shore. A sale. Umoka. On the bar, you pay 5, you pay 4. Must discussion in the topic of Kimna B'Rabamina. For the following funny case, Moses says, Gora Vamocha B'Shabbat. What's the case? The Olaq Pope Te'ena Mite'enati, particularly Gnevel Sefer. What does that mean? We arrange that the Kinyan of the Shor to take place via Chilul Shabbos. And the Moab throws in the concept of Kinyan of the Rabbin over here. So they ask, well, and they ask, let's go against all your souls. If I agree to buy or sell something, in this case the person is tied to agree to sell. Right? So the question is, how does it work? What happens in terms of the how can Kimla Ebed Abne apply in this kind of a situation? I only it's like borrowing money. That was the cash with the right, there's some kind of a deal with the no, this is not the Geneva itself, this is the Mechir of the Shore. Okay? Mechir of the Shore. Again, if you look carefully in this sugya, there seems to be a problem with this and so. So they give an answer. I'm just mentioning this is all going to come up later, I think, in the parak. They say, a kin is gadol in the nature of the kinyan, which is known as kinyan kesef, or vosai. And they say, kinyan kesef works, or kinyan mol konus from the Talmud works, but the principle known as kesef hakod. Let me see what that means. This we did discuss a little bit last year. If you recall, we mentioned at the time that mol konos, the contradistinction of kesef, kona, by karka, mol konos means I simply pay you the value. It's not a ceremony. You know, when it comes to kedushin, it's a ceremony. When it comes to smah, it's a simple tzuk tzari in culture that we've fight about this point. It's not a ceremony. I just pay you the money. I'm giving you the value of the object. Let's say I want a certain thing here, I'll demonstrate. I want that pen. Pen, I think it's worth a quarter. Here, I'll give you a quarter, and I want to buy the pen with a quarter. Look how it works. What's that work? I give you the pen, so we think, good, I give you the pen, the quarter is mine. No, that's not how it works. That's what. When I give you a quarter, you know how it works? The minute I give you a quarter, you take the quarter in your hand, Jack, but the minute you take the quarter in your hand, there's an obligation upon you. There exists an obligation upon you to do one of two things. Like a theory, an abstract. Give back the quarter, or give me something instead of the quarter. These things can be viewed as obligations. These can be viewed as obligations.
Every sale
of the talisman, I would mention. Paper, right? Right? Okay. So the quarter is just kind of an obligation, right? The Torah says, you get the quarter, you have to either give me that quarter or the object can be nicknamed to me because of that conceptual obligation you have towards me. That expression was known by the Akron with Tetra Hoser. You give me back the money, that's what we're doing. But for that theoretical obligation, back the money, there's an obligation to the or a kingdom which in common is 10. No, that's theoretical, like you said. You have to give me the pen, you have to give me the pen, and you put it. But the way it works, because you take the money for nothing. It doesn't work that way. You just take the money and run. But because it has this nature, that's why you can apply the spark to the reality. Because again, it's an obligation in effect, which the person who receives the money has. So over here, the guy that on Shabbat, the reason why the kinyan wouldn't work is because the kinyan only works because the guy has an obligation. But this guy pulled off the fig, whatever it is, on Shabbat, that was the way, that was the taking of the money, that the moment that he took the money, he was chayav misa. He was chayav misa, there cannot be any other obligation. If there cannot be any other obligation, there cannot be a transfer of the shor. Again, I'm pointing this out to you in the same context, but the Mefarshim work with an assumption throughout Shas, that Kilev and Ravine works by onshin, or you can expand it a little bit, Kiyuve Atoro, Not you, but to just, you know, I make a deal with you. This leads to a very radical conclusion. That the chiyuv of Nehneh, just like its sister chiyuvim of Gazler and Mazik, is what? A chiyuv atot. I wouldn't have said it on my own. I would have said it's the reason I have to pay it because I have no, so I have no. So I should pay you like if I borrowed a dollar. No, not true. Question for Thomas House. Every chiyuv in the Torah has to have a source. Has to be a source of in the Chumash. How do you know that someone whose nana has to pay? Where's it come from? So now, after all, I was going to come up with about this point as well. Do you have a thought? Come here. You have a thought? No, that is a good thought. No, that's not a good thought. You have to have a source that somewhere, if you have a no, you have to pay. You have a no, you have to pay. Have a no, must pay. So I saw a Shimon Skop. Sorry, Oja makes the following radical suggestion. He suggests like this. Vaser Chotom in HaKodesh Yishalim. What does Chotom mean? Chotom literally means Rashi points out, Hechtir. That would be took away and affected Kodesh itself. No, it's not true. Ishki Yochel Hekdesh Kratzer Mazik. If I stop damage Hekdesh, I don't have to pay my penny. Mazik Hekdesh Kratzer. The parish is that Shef Kratzer and that Kodesh Yishalim means that he did it with open from Hanor. So Shimon claims, it's a positive Chumash. I tell you that it's a field of Nana. This is a positive Chumash. So therefore, we understand very well why it could be a chiyuv HaTorah, the opposed to chiyuv which I just accept. That's his approach. The Bo-Ver. No one knows what Bo-Ver is here. Common is what Rashi. Oh, of course, Common doesn't know what Bo-Ver is. A Bo-Ver was the receiver of Common. Common. Abel of Time Whisker. That's true.
There
was
too.
Well, there was
too.
No. The good old days before the break. Okay. So that's really not relevant to about respect. We accept everybody. Someone asked me once, "What you have to?" Oh, just last night. What do you mean? We have every volume of Divrei Yoel, but it's not Merebes, that's how now Beis Medrash. In the back, 10 big volumes. Everything. We have the Ber Moshe too. With the volume, because he can't come in. So we have that too. So we have everything. Anyway, let's get back to what the Baruch said. But Baruch said, you know where the Divrei Torah is? You're a Gazlan. You're a Gazlan. I mean, you're a Gazlan. You have no offer my property, you didn't pay me for it. That makes you into a god. That's a very interesting interpretation. But you gotta find something. I mean, you think about Shimon's problem. Get him how he has to come up with some idea. The only thing he came up with was Gosling. You're a Gosling, which is my quarterback. You're a Gosling because you took, in effect, took Handel from me without paying me for it. That labels you as a god. Hold on a second. We're going to come back to it in a little bit. But now it comes critical in terms of the very famous sugya. Zenene Zelafas. Who heard of that? Everyone heard of that. Everyone knows that. The Gemara primarily about Bukhama. But it's quoted by Tosfos right over here. Tosfos says, the next Tosfos. Tosfos says, So Sricha, the Moshe Adura Reb Chach, that's the Moshe Teres. Moshe Adura Reb Chach, therefore what? What happened? So what happened? So you're not a Gazim, as he says. Your Chayim only went on the Hano, and the Hano comes out at what time? Tenon Chiyadisha. There is a Chiyadisha, but he could have expelled it at that time. But the Chiyad Misa and the Chiyad Mama are simultaneous. And the Chiyad Misa and Mama are simultaneous. Presto, bingo, we have our case of Kinnarabi and Gavaldik. Says folks, it's not so fair. The Hashra, like the name of the Nehadre. Hey, let me tie it up to Mazik and Gazlan before he has done no scroll of Omeya. So no. Why not? The Amar Vitan Baran Makar, the Svarin Nimasu. Yip. There's a lack of fear moment, and they have no Mayo. They don't much go, it's Mayo. He pointed out yesterday, the Yaz Bon Kiyako. The Alpha Gash of Kabeo Zola, hold the Opal at zero. Have you convulsion which should be banned? Barayi who bowler off the Nana book. The guy is Kaya Mishum Nana. But not Mishum Gaza Namazik. The Intoma. All the other people on the car, they got the Tumma Bulua. The Lama Tama, Lama Mishum Bulo Kaja, the Nana, the Bufana Bulo Kaja, the Bufana Bulo Kaja, the Kaja, the Kane. He had a Mahatale, have you Kaja. What is something? What do you mean it's not Kaya Mishum Mazik? It wasn't worth something. As long as the guy who eats it won't know that it was ever spit up. That's what I said. If someone sees it, you don't see it, you rinse it off, and then the other guy won't know the difference. It could be serving a plate for tonight. Probably not. But I mean, you don't see. You know, you ever been in a kitchen like you're preparing the tuna fish that you serve the machine? You wouldn't want to eat it. You ever see making the chopped meat or the filter fish? You might not want to eat it. You ever see sheep in the middle of the meat? If you saw me in the lunch, you wouldn't see the cloud guttle and you see, but you don't see what hurts you. See it too, and you don't see what someone tempted to spin it up. So you would eat it? V.H. Loma, look at the sheriff. He gone to make Torah, Lohavi, Bok, Yim, Shabbat, Puzo, Omar, Joseph. But I was in the scalpel of Shah, Amos, Shabbat, Puzo. Lou. Vafilu is an enemy of the local supporter. Thomas of Cave and the Shogun Koshu. Oh, Mikhail Bakol. I mean, a husband, this is only at Gamma's air country and say, Mikhail Bakol, I know, I'm going to start the week with their pizza. Mikhail Kuli Alma Bakol. What's the case? Two cases before, interesting cases. Who am I becoming here? Famous cases. If I live in your house, and your house ordinarily is rent, so it's only $100 a month rent, whatever it may be. And I'm just squatting here. I'm not paying a penny. But Barth starts by saying, well, it depends. And Zenene was a lacoste, it's closer, so here's the so I just have to pay you a penny. Says the Gemara. But if I blacken the walls, blacken the walls, a little bit extra dirt exists in the walls because of my presence. But this is worth a tiny amount. Because of that, I have to pay the whole $100. If I cause no dirt, I somehow cover the walls with wallpaper, I cover it with these structures that they put up, protective curtains. Then when I leave, I take down the curtains. I don't cause any darkening of the walls whatsoever. I save $100. I cause you a penny's damage to blackening the walls, and I pay the full $100. Or, you know how comfy a fair means? That means I'm building a fence. Because of you, I got to build my fence. Not much more greater, longer a perimeter. So therefore, because you made me lose $10, you have to pay for the entire hand of $100 that you are getting from the whole entire fence. That's what it says in the market. Here too, what's the comparison? Sure, there's a hess. The hess is massive, less than some food is the token. Apple PK. You have to pay for the Hano. But here everyone jumps on Tosu. Everybody jumps on Tosu, they don't understand what Tosu is talking about. Marsoya, for example, what are you talking about? In the case in Baba Kama, as I mentioned in my example and illustration, the blackening of the walls was a shavah pruta. So once the blackening of the walls was a shavah pruta, so there was a little bit of a hesed. What the little bit of a hesed to pay the entire hanah? But here, says Tosfos, they have this less than a pruta. Less than a pruta was GMG. Garnish with garnish. Nothing. Less than a pruta. So why should you have to pay anything? You can't compare this case to the case in Baba Kama. There was a hefset of a pruta. They paid a full $100. There is no hefset at all. Less than a pruta is nothing. That's the matter. Turn to the Marsha. Let's turn to the Marsha on both sides. These are. Nope. Yesh legam game barayazu. This is the line which right starts before the Dibra Matra Rabat. You should have seen it already yesterday. The line before that says, why? Hasam chasam ilayim yad shruta. Ulatakta v'shan lo kol ha'ano. Mashen ken hapa, tere lo chasam imed ha'puta klal. And less than a food there is nothing. NWN. Nothing with nothing. Nothing. So why do you have to pay? Moreover, the Rona message is somewhat of a different language than Matan Fry message this way. It's really basically the same kasha. How can I have to pay more than the thing is worth? It's unbelievable. You have something which is worth $1. I break, I have to pay $2. Or if I know, I have to pay $2. How can I have a fear to pay more than the thing is worth? I can have it over here. The thing was already chewed up and half swallowed, spit out. So now it's worth less than a pruta. And I gotta pay you more than the thing is worth, so have I know. Who ever heard of paying more than the thing is worth? I said I'm not the primate for cash. I should pay you more than the thing is worth? Oh, that's the answer. You know what the deceiver's answer is? Ain't up your name. That was the deceiver's answer to take a look at yesterday. When Ray Shlamadala says, Cosmo is a world famous deceiver for a different reason. It's world famous for a different reason. That's the famous deceiver that says that. How many guys thought of the deceiver? Raise your hand and thought of the deceiver. I don't see how many guys got that thought. That's it? A minion. Less. You should have gotten to it already. You already wrote in the Mama Thomas from yesterday. But the deceiver is the famous and so. Famous, world-renowned, famous and so. If I eat chela b'shogeg, and I eat a kapara, the proof is that I bring a carbon. If I eat chaza b'shogeg, can you take attention? I eat chaza b'shogeg, there's no carbon, so I have to bring a kapara. I have a kapara, the chufa said. What if I eat what if I eat an Easter Avonah B'shogeg? Do I need kapara or not? Famous receivers didn't know. You don't need any kapara for Easter Avonah B'shogeg. Why not? Just explain by reasons why not. But the answer is, huh? Oh, that's the Meshach Chochma explains by reasons in Parshat Shoftim. The whole nature of Easter Avonah B'shogeg comes last year, for sure. Or also, it comes every year, 3 years in a row. That the nature of Yisurim, the Rabbanan is, lo sasu yaman small. Don't be a morade with Dibri Chazal. Don't rebel against the Chachamim. If you did it for Shogeg and it's the Rabbanan, you didn't rebel. There's no issue in the first place. That's the source, that's the season. So why did I ask you to look at that? That's not our Indian right now. Ah. But the season has a parallel, or the byproduct of the Seamus is different. I take tray for meat. I think it's kosher. I buy from the butcher shop. I think it's kosher meat. So that is tray for meat. What's it in? Tabu, Shas, the whole Arizal's wrong, it depends. If it's straight for the Raisa, I don't have to pay. If it's straight for the Rabbanon, I have to pay. Why? I don't know. So the question becomes, I had a no mazel tov, but the thing is not worth much money. It's a trefer. I have to pay with effect more. What was the case? I go to a butcher. He sells me meat. I eat it. It's delicious. I thank him next time because I want to tell you, I'm sorry to mention to you, that that thing was delicious. It's true. It was also us for the Rabbon. I say, you bum! I'm saying it was in terror. Because it was in terror. I mean, I didn't know, I passed it along. Someone said I gave it to me. It was also with Rabban, and I didn't realize it. I gave it to the customer. The customer said, gave it back for it. I was listening to what? And now the customer wants a refund. Hostages and the Stevens and the shop, no refund. So the butcher screams, you rabbis, what are you talking about? Tray for meat is worth, the customer screams, you rabbis, what are you saying? The meat is worth less than that. Tray for meat. I paid him this a high price for glatt kosher. The answer is in economics. Because you had hano, and at the moment that you ate it, you had it was delicious. And if you'd have to have tshuva, that would take away the geschmack. Tshuva, I did have to suggest it was a terrible Israelite dish. But it's not true. With shaito, You didn't realize it wasn't kosher, but you're a bona, you don't have to do tshuva, you don't have any kapara, you're fine and dandy. There's no refund. What do you think of the receivers? Masha Nena, the chiyuv of Nena could be to pay more than the item is worth, believe it or not. You have to pay more than the item is worth. You're paying for that? No. You're paying, hold on a second. Take it out of an hour tomorrow? Sure, it's an issue of the Raisha. But you know you have an hour of the Shaita. Oh, slowly. And you know there's a problem. And you're still having an hour. So therefore you have to pay Masha Nene. Full value. I the Gemara stuck on that lama dal that the base is already saw twice. You paid to make Buster Bizol. If I didn't realize it was stolen, I thought it belonged to my father. Father died, now he has it, Birusha. He paid to make Buster Bizol 2/3. Paid 2/3 of the dollar. And we saw that in the Rashi lama dal in the base. You paid with 2/3. So the first one said, no, they're different. There, I thought it was mine. When I ate it, I thought it was mine. LMI, it turns out it was duped. Then I only pay 2/3. 1 second. But if I went ahead and I bought it, and at the time I bought it, I thought it was kosher. He thought it was kosher. By the second I'm betraying for the Ramona, then you pay the full value. And here when you know the problem is the problem of Truma, you pay the full value. So it comes out an amazing thing, Rabotai, that I don't pay because of what I damaged for you. It's different than all the other. We compared, we had three chiyuvim. Gavna, Mavik, Nene. We put them in a row. Not true. You know, have like any quizzes, you know? Which doesn't belong, you know? Apples, oranges, peaches, pears, chairs. Which doesn't belong? The chairs don't belong, right? So, good. So, here too. Godless, magic, Nana, which doesn't belong. So from our Gemara, you see that Nana doesn't belong. Because all of you being godless, magic, etc., I'm paying for your Lord. You lost $100 and I broke the window, but I stole your window. I got to pay for your Lord. I'm not paying for your Lord. I got to pay for something more than your Lord. I'm paying you for my hano. How do you measure the hano? Are the equivalent value in hano? I didn't know.
to listen to too much and follow it?
Slow. Slow, slow. What? Oh! The Tulsa dance, then enter the Tulsa. Answer the Tulsa like this. No, you are Tulsa. How much? Half a penny. I am our short ass. Half a penny is GMG. You're right. Half a penny is garnish, but garnish. It's because of my deficit. I don't want half a penny. But slowly. If you pay me for my deficit, half a penny is nothing. Here you pay me for that. No! Listen for a second. Except they bought my client Helder again. I said, if there's absolutely no loss whatsoever in a half a penny, then I'm a nana, too. Who should I pay? Who should I pay? You? Who are you? I am up to the object, not from you. You lost zero. But the moment you lose even a half a penny, this establishes the connection. You lost even a half a penny. Immediately, I'm going to have to pay the whole, I know, the whole thing. Even though it's less than a booster. Even though I'm paying you, in effect, more than it was worth. He said at the time, it doesn't matter. Instead of being tested to be the Mali of his service, as he prefers to say, if I steal it or if I break it, the Mali of his service, have to make good the damage to you. The theft and the breaking, etc. No! Here, I had a no! If I have a no, I have to pay. Instead, if you have, if there's no damage to you whatsoever, not even a half a fruta, then who are you? But the minute you have a half a fruta damage, bingo! The whole bill is sent to me, because I had a no. That's what we have to do in our show. He's mad at the whole new kind of appeal. Get through it.
The whole entire
Hana, the whole thing.
But then there can't exist a case of
Why not?
Because you always can find a microscope room
structure. Microscopes don't count. If you have water, you drink water today. Drugs in a microscope.
Is that a quarter?
No, quarter of a penny, half a penny, you don't need a microscope. You can see the damage without a microscope. Microscope's okay. Anyway, this is our Tosafot Ksuvos, Lamed, Amud Bey, Dibra, Rashi, Lov, Gevaldik Tosafot. Interestingly, Tosafot and Baba Kama, that I asked you to look at yesterday, come from his day, and same Kasha, Tosafot is a different term. I'll read it to you briefly. Post in Ramatville, it said like this. V'im Tomar, ha'hu the talk of lo chaver v'beis ha'bliyev, tuba saflamin, ha'may chaya pa'okel, zen nene v'zalo chosteru, shim hoya ma'am zero sun in eses v'ein shavu klum. Wouldn't it be worth anything? V'yesh Tomar, the lo dummy. Ho the nene machmas ha'chisorin, Shahoya Mitzkilo. Bidi the Havi Ahad Itznan to Tocha Rokhava Mishal and Mata Nenet. Dal the East of Machayev Avishen Mishis Arabim. Ela Hanot Meyav Machayev. Afal Pi Shem Av Zero. Aim Shavet Lo. Poster says like this. You know, we take a camera and evaluate this whole situation, which stops every millisecond. Yeah, now it's here, it's here, it's here, it's here, it's here, it's here, it's here. And that with these CAT scans now, this dye scan. They have a dye going down and they measure it as it's going down. Every millisecond they have another picture shot. It's also technical. From the beginning to the end, as I know. From the beginning to the end, it's Chasaran. I repeat. Now, compared to the way it was at the beginning, there is a tremendous chesaron. I, in between, there's a point at which you couldn't spit it out, and there was very nimas. Disregard that. Some of us want to say, why didn't Tosafot and Baba Kama do the same thing as Tosafot and Ksuvos? Because maybe they had the Marshal's kasha. The Marshal's kasha was gevald, less than a penny, it's meaningless. So we gave the terrors. Then there's a new kind of a chiyuv. They maybe didn't hold that way. Oh, I can consider it to be a gazman. Let me ask you a question. What if I have a no? I never did anything to receive the hano. It just came my way. Came my way. Hold it. So, I have Hano. So, shouldn't I have to pay for the Hano? I told this quote here to Gemara, our Gemara. Talk about Chaver and Rashka Shalom. So, I have Hana. So, shouldn't I have to pay it for the Hana? I suppose it's quoted here the Gemara. Our Gemara. Talk about Chaver, with Rashka, Shalachem, Rebbe, Sablia, the Mishalim, Ashenene, here too, I should pay you for the fact that my sweater is now worth more. It's dyed red and it's also white. The Yesh Bakale. Look at this. The Hana, the Hofa, Ain, Bo, Ayadeh, Maiso. I didn't do anything. I'm sleeping. Lord, in my sin, nothing to do with my animals. It's happened. We talk about Chavero. Afa pish em ze ayde maiso mikol makom ne ne gufo. The pulse is a new yisodah of Osai. But me have to pay Masha Nene, I do one of two things. I did something. My animal did something. This is the case of the Shor Bishis, Shen Bishis Arab. That's the case of the Zen and the Tzal. So that's how that's used Mishnah. Or, I had Hanoah physically. I had physical Hanoah to put into my throat. Other than that, I would be Potter entirely. What's that? The shot is like this. You have to have some kind of a mice. Something has to happen. Or Hanoah's Kimice, as we were discussing the previous post. That's what Tosha said. You need to have Mice, or Hanoah Kimice. That's the sheet of our Tosha over here in Ksubas Aflamen, the E. A Tosha is the sheet of the Kamad Kamada Kufala O. E-I-A-O. E and that's O. E-V-E and here is O. That's what they hold. But from Rashi you get an impression of Osai. That even if I had Hanoah without anything, I didn't do anything, nothing, zero, I still might have to pay. I didn't do anything. Why? Because Rashi doesn't tell like this. Rashi is E Lomotila Gure Amaikaya Misa. Honestly, I mean, why? I had no choice. He stuck it down my throat. So Rashi said, why you have Misa? Why do we say, why do you have Misa or Mamu? That's the response at the end. The response, the last line of Tosin to E, which he doesn't get to yet, says as follows. Vati Mirushim. Tam Kilo Ashash, to the honest Mari, Vati Mirushim. Honestly, who Tosin to Misa Umamu? Janan Sade. That's what Tosin said. But from the Pasha Chana Rashi is the what? That you would be in fact Chayav in the moment. Chayav in the moment. You're Chayav in the moment. How do you explain that? Unless you say I thought that's so like a shivit. I thought that's this might be the machlokes between the two Rosh Hashivas. What the mocker is. If the mocker is considered a goslin, then one can say, yeah, I did something or other, or I had some kind of kavanah or something or something. So then if I didn't pay for it, I'm considered to be a goslin. But if it's totally beyond my control, why should I be considered a goslin? But if you say it's based upon a pasuk, as long as you in fact, the fact of had on, then I suppose you should have to pay. That's what I thought this dispute was probably hinge upon. What the mucker is for this brand new chiyuv of Mavnene. Is it a pasuk or is it an effect of svara? With an effect of svara that you consider the gods and didn't pay, then one should restrict it somewhat. You did something, your animal did something, or you had some kind of a kavana or something or other. But nothing with nothing, then not. I think you're not holding your Rashi. Perhaps. Okay. Now both I have one more hour before we get the intro to tomorrow's sheet. Tomorrow's sheet is about the big topic. That's about. I want to give it one little hour, one tiny hour, and that's the Kivegas Kashmir. The previous Tosus takes pains to point out that even in the situation, Afa Gavi Yochol and Natal of Yoweslo, still your opponent. They've been right to get that with his guest. You say, Yochon Atto is not a good guess, it increases. Here it works. How do you see? From the Messiah, Tessim, and Aleph, Halas, Ketzer, Gabi, Kaka, Ketzer, Gabi, Alma, the whole complicated food. Correction, if you beg him, he's good in Ashar. He says, Tamu Ali, Holehedi, Isla, Cain, the Bubba, Messiah, Zion, and Aleph, historically, Ian Gono. Why is Tulsa's pupil with fancy riots inferences and implications of different Gemaras. But often a Gemara in Bava Metzia, that Zion and Aleph, as you can be shown there, despite the fact that the other guy can pull it back. So what's the book of Bidin's fancy riot? I just happened to see Rabbi Chonon when I asked him to take a look at the Ma'amah Kol. Simon, Stadi, Tev. An interesting answer. That Zion is referring to a case, but yet, true. It's true that right now the person who's putting it there can pull it back. But I have an eye, the receiver, I have an ability. I, the receiver, have an ability to close my hand on the object, and if I do that, you will not be able to pull it back. I didn't do that much. I have the ability to do that. That's the case of Zion. But in our case, we're referring even to a situation, listen carefully, even to a situation where what? I can't close my mouth so tightly you can't pull it out. No matter how tight I close my mouth, you still be able to pull it out. It's a different case. Then you should argue that perhaps I'm not Kona. Therefore, it told you to be a complicated riot from Barabbas and the Sea. That's sad, but even in that case, it's Kona. And the question is that the Re might disagree with that. As we mentioned already yesterday, the Re and the Samarab haven't got yet, they disagree with the Ritzvah on that. I'm sorry. That's true. Tosis is saying that I'm Conan, even if I have no ability to stop you from pulling it out. The Gemara of Zion is, right now you can pull it out, but I have the ability to stop you from pulling it out. I'm the receiver. Whereas in Aptet, I'm Conan, even though I don't have no ability to stop you from pulling it out. No, the question is, can the giver pull it back from the receiver? Does that prevent opinion of the receiver, on the receiver's part? The post is the right as no, because the receiver can be called anyway. Corrector of the Kivega, the Gemara, we bring the fancy right. Andrew of Abundant here, the Gemara is referring to a case where it's true that you can now pull it back. But if I want, I can make a move which will prevent you from being able to pull it back. That case. Over here, I cannot make the move. There's always, you're going to always have the ability to pull it back. That's a different case entirely. That's definitely a complicated move. From both sides, the concluding line of this sugya is one line in Gemara, but the post is very long, and I want to give you an introduction today to be able to understand it better tomorrow. A concept is introduced called Misa Lazer, the Tashluma Lazer. Who started the post? Who got the blame for this one? Rashi. If not for this, Rashi was a good skip it over with the ignorant bliss, wouldn't have known anything, we'd already be done halfway down the next page. But Rashi, you know, Rashi felt disaster, you know, full disclosure. The Gemara says that although we have a general principle of killing the Rabbinay, that principle is overridden by another principle called Misa Lazer V'Tashluma Lazer. The means that I have to pay Misa to X and Tashluma to Y, we pay both, and we don't invoke the principle of Kimele B'Rabbinay. Who said so? Rava, correct? Rava on the Septa? On the Septa, the Rava says. Not head. What about Ravashi? Ravashi says, what happens in this case? Zor she'ofol truon mishalo, v'kora shiroin shel chavero. What the day you are, Potter? I. It's payments to two different people. What's the answer? Rav Ashi argues with Rava. That's Rashi. Sure. I'm sorry. Rav Ashi gave this shot. Could have explained it differently. Well, it's a public terrorist, it's a different terrorist. It's a way out. Rabotai, we have to understand a couple of very major problems here. Let's first see, how many Talmidim have finished the entire Talmud Rav Ashi? How many read through the entire, raise your hand. How many read, leave it understood. How many read through the entire Talmud? Not everybody yet. All right, but mostly read through the entire Talmud. So now they answer those who read through it. That doesn't stand anything. How many Shidduchs are there in total? I don't have to explain anything. Just give me a number. I have 5, I have 4, I have 3. Okay. 2. Well, let's just analyze it and see how many we can come up with. Who is the one, let's go backwards. Who is the one who most strictly limits the concept of Mama Lezeh, the Tashluma Lezeh Chaya? Who is the one who limits it very, very severely? Abenatan, correct. Solomon, you know, he's quoted towards the end. Abenatan restricts the application of this principle to 2 cases. That's it. What 2 cases? Eden Zalman. Well, whatever goes with it, right? There's one case. Eden Zalman. Let's leave it there. He restricts it to Eden Zalman, period. Only applies to Eden Zalman. Why? Oh, there's a custom. Look, 5 versus 5, yeah? Pulsing versus pulsing. One pulsing says, you know, below your also on the telemeter out of your net. Another one says, I see some luck as a zone on last of the kid. And the second one overcomes the first. Question. Pulsing versus pulsing. Head to head. Pulsing, John? The pulsing. If that's the case, solves all the world's problems, basically. Very limited to one tiny, tiny area, and that's good. The main attack. Good. Everybody else extends it beyond Abram's element. The question becomes then, when do you apply it, when don't you apply it? So now we discuss the grandson, let's discuss the grandfather. Huh? Rashi. What did Rashi say? What did Rashi mean? Rashi introduced over here at the end of the sugya the svara of Rashi of Nisa Lezevet Ashlum of Lezev Chodesh. Carefully listen to the case of the Gemara. It says, Zorash Ocha Trumash Mishalo Vekorash Viroi and Shofaveva. I'm going to write it on the board. Watch. What's the obvious question that has to be raised with the Rashi? What is the case of it? Oh, what if it's what we call, that's the case of the Gemara. What is the following case? It would be what? Ruva, the Shirayim, Shell, Havera, both. All that's going to happen. Should we say that that's not the devil of there? That's what we call the Chav. These things are true of the Chav, because both the Truma and the Shiroyan are through Havera. Or should we say no? The key is what you're asking, that's so much a function of two different people. Ultimately, the key of truma, not to a person. I'm chayav mitzvah de shemayim and eight truma. It's because of a person. And what if I ate my own truma? Oh, my own truma? I'm a descendant of a Kohen. And I yarsh the truma, and it's delicious, and I eat it. I'm also chayav mitzvah de shemayim. To whom? It belongs to me. What? What expression do you use? Mashamayim. Mashamayim. If the bar is Mashamayim, then the same thing as Rashi said over here should be true here also. Over here. The truth of Mashamayim. Mashamayim is somehow considered Lezeh. Lezeh is kind of a one Lezeh, one Lezeh. She writes it on Mashamayim. Is that the case over here too? The same thing, Truma is Shalom, and it's Shofavera, the same as the both Shofavera. That's one approach to keep the problem. But even Shua and Shiva and Shalom would also be Mamal and Zeh, that's the part of the Zeh. Beast of the Zeh and Shua and Shiva. The other possible approach might be, no, that's over here. With Shua and Shalom, the Shiva and Shalom, with the two different people. But if it's not two different people, if it's what you call, quote unquote, call Lashamayim, that would not be a concern. It would not even involve the Zeta, Mumble and Zeta, and Punch and Zeta. Well, which is correct, yes? Ooh, they're very soft. You're ahead of it. Who makes that distinction? The Re. The Re and the Jesus Raji, so the first Kasha, one action versus two actions. But after that, we'll come to that. We're now on a simple level of stuff. Simple level of stuff. Which is correct? Huh? Which? Whatever you like. Great. Which is correct?
One is more close to the chat.
Which is closer to the chat?
The first one,
the original one.
The original
one is closer to the chat. Correct. The Sheet of the Kubensis says the favorite that way. The first one is correct. The question becomes, so why did Rav Ashi say, no, Zohar Zohar Shua Mishalol the Torah Shiran Shachaveo, exact same thing would have said before in one kind of case, Zohar Zohar Chalat, Ruma, the Torah Shiran, or what? Shachaveo would also be a case of what? Would also be a case of what? No! Of Misa Lezevet and Shlum Lezevet, he has to argue against Rava. But the Sheet explains, you know why he did it? Because he was afraid that we would make a mistake. What is that? If Rav Ashi would have said, Shon Zar Sha'achal Truma Vikara Shiron Shachaver, all along Shachavero, you might have mistakenly thought, that's called what? Misa Vitashlum in Liakov. But if it would be Misa Lezeve, Tashlum and Lezeh, that Rav Ashi would agree with Rava that you are in fact Chayav. So to dispel that notion, Rav Ashi felt compelled to give a case, the more extreme case, if you will, of Zohar, Shabbat, Shua, Shalom, Bekar, Shiran, Shachavero, you know, they're more blatantly Mama Lezeh and the Pashas Lezeh. Abba became, he said, his partner against Rava. But really there's no substantive difference between these two cases. So as the Sheet of the Kubetz is Aliba the Rashi. Yeah? No. If Rav Ashi would have given this case, that this case is true of the Shiran Shachavero, then when they killed him in Rav in the bottom case, this case, then you would have said this case is Shakakaya. Rav Ashi would agree with Rav Ashi. That's a mistake. Rav Ashi had to go to the extreme, but in reality it's the Sheet of to understand that we see the Rashi. This is just, as you said, it's a simple shot in Rashi. Okay, it's a simple shot in Rashi. Problem. Why did Rashi wake up so late? Now that's from you guys. But why did Rashi wake up so late and say that that Lam and Aleph from an Aleph, Rashi, good morning, Rav Ashi is against Rome. Hey, it wasn't in Rashista. It wasn't even a papa. So there are also cases where what? What do you have in effect? There's no shirayim. What do you have? A third case. What do you have? What? What do we say? These two cases are really identical. But what's the critical factor, right? Last time I, there is also considered the devil of death. Right? So I have truma. No shirayim. What do I have truma? I'm going to have a fear of Misa, to whom? That's a Mayim. And I have a fear of Mormon. Makoi. That should also be a case of what? Come on. Misa Lezeh, Mishashlum Lezeh. So why did Rashi jump on that planet of the base and say, Gemal, Rav Ashi is disagreeing with Rava? Why did Rashi wait till Laman Allah from an hour? Why not? If not, why not? that is the sheet of the that itself, that in this case, two go hand in hand, you can't have one without the other. They always are going to exist one together with the other. Therefore, you don't consider to be paid to watch piece of the devil. Why is it different than this? In both cases, here a piece of the mind. Yeah, but here, it's coincidental. Two of the Shiron Sakavera. Two different things. He's eating Truman and he's eating Sam Shiron. But in the first, in the case of Lama and the bank, all he's doing is one thing. What's the one thing? He's eating Truman. It's true that eating Truman is involved with two different obligations. One that's a mine and one that's a coin. But if the two always go together hand in hand, we consider it what? We consider it Mabon and the Foshas Lechad. Always goes together. These are the facts of Shitas Rashi Kipshusa. We haven't attempted yet to give Moses, to give a Svara. Why? Can anyone explain to me why it's also itself? We will not say it. Why did it be so? We don't know yet. So let's click and we can prove the door. This is a fact to see this Rashi Kipshusa. Why? We haven't even attempted to explain yet why. We don't know. This is the Shitas kind of Rashi. The Marsha disagrees. The Marsha says no. No. The Marsha says that in this case, true of the Shiva and Sakavero would be mother of the first Lachad. And that's exactly why Rashi only said what he said, and Ravashi only said what he said, this particular case of Truma Shalom and Shiva and Sakavero. That's the case of what? Misa Lezer, Mitashlum and Lezer. Because in effect, two different people. Whether it was Misa, Truma, Mitashlum, Shirai, and so one person, it would be considered what? Mama and Lefashis Lechad. I, the Chiyah and Lefashis, comes from the Rabbon of Shalom, the Chiyah of Misa Lashamayim. Yeah, but the Chiyah of Misa Lashamayim comes because he ate my Truma. He ate my Truma. And therefore, it's considered to me. And therefore, it's not the first of the Chad. So I see my show. Well, that's the question. How did Tosa understand Rashi? Could Tosa possibly have understood Rashi that way? Could Tosa possibly have understood Rashi to mean the way that my show said he meant? What do you say, yes or no? How did Tosa understand Rashi? The way that my show understood, or the way the Shita understood? No. Oh, very good. Tosha has the kasha against Rashi. What's the case? Amazing case. It's the last word on the page. Meniach HaSakad. Go on to the next page. Hu shehidlik as a goddess b'shabbat potter. Meshedidon b'nasho. Final mitzvah l'zeh. Mishim shabbat. V'tashlum l'zeh. Mishim goddess. Now wait a minute. According to the Marsha, it's no kasher. Why? Why is it no kasher according to the Marsha? Because although one is Hashemayim and one is the Adam, it's true, but the property which engendered the key of Hashemayim and Shabbos belongs to whom? The same God. I am the God, and your Chayim until the Shabbos is my wheat. Who makes the Zahara? Who makes the Zahara? No? The Karni Rehem Karno. You didn't see it, that's what I asked you to take a look at. The Karni Rehem says he speaks to Marsha. He says, very nice to Marsha. But if the Marsha is right, what's Tosa talking about? Clearly, Tosa doesn't understand Rashi that way. People look for a second in the Marsha. Come on, look inside. Look inside. One half second. This is the last thing. Everyone look at the sun, then you can ask any other questions you want. So the Marsha says, but a little, we can see it by looking at the Aleph of the Karni Rehem. Avol amoch al truma shel chavero v'kara gam ken shiro until also is mikmi shaper moment nefashos lechad v'mi shel echad bolo chiyum nefashos lechiyum moment v'hav lechigone v'chelbo shel chavero v'acholo v'mikmi moment nefashos lechad he's assuming back on Amad Vegas. I forgot the Mishnah Lashem Ayvu. Says the Kanirei. Want to see the Kanirei? The Zvar of Loi Alas, the Zvar of Loi Alas, the Kutsu Tosha Rashi, Mehari the Gordish, the Son of Imam and the Fosses Lachad. It clearly tells us couldn't have understood the Rashi the way the Gemara shows you, that there wouldn't have been any cash at all. As you correctly pointed out, very clearly a different cash. Well, that should say that Tosha was wrong. Was misunderstood Rashi. But clearly, Tosha seems to have understood Rashi like whom the seat of the Kubasis. Re is a very lumpy. The Re is the most lumpy reason of Yiddish life, by far. The lumpness is in the Re. The Re makes the distinction between 1 mice and 2 mice. That's a very lumpness. We'll come to that later. I guess later tomorrow. But before I say goodbye to Tava Milcha, there's someone who tries to answer this question, believe it or not. Who's that? Who attempts to answer this seemingly unanswerable question? The Rashash. Which is tomorrow, we'll start with the Rashash, and we'll divide the posters, and then we'll try to finish it, and I know that there's recently been certain places that do it at night for various variety of reasons. And there were some who did it at night all the time for a variety of reasons. I'm only saying what it says in the Tehran and the Shari Shuma. If you look at the Kavadah, then you go to town, that's what I'm doing. My recollection, I haven't seen it in a while. I still remember, you know, after quite a while, his discussion. Okay. We're both sad. I think everyone's arrived. I'm sorry. What was your response? You can start it before 12:45. All you need is your Gimel Midas should start after Chatzot. On Moshe Shabbat, Chatzot is 10 to 1, I'm not mistaken. He's saying earlier. He's not going to talk about being close to 1/4 to 1. I mean, I guess it depends how long it takes you to get to the first Gimel Midas. I checked it out on Moshe Shabbat. It took him 13 minutes. It took 13 minutes. No, Ashrei, Montadi, Sita.
That's going to take the first night.
The first night. Now if I get there in 5.
We should be so lucky.
Oh, it's different this morning.
Well, my school is going to take 25 minutes.
Not this morning. Not the first minute.
They blow you away. But if I say to myself, it takes 20, and I go fast, I say the word fast, I'm saying basically, it takes 25 minutes. The vision of the time now before it's done. Huh? Of course, you can slap it out longer. No question about it, it's slap it. Yeah. Shiva is that one slower. Shiva should go slower. Shiva should do it in 25 minutes. But, okay, so that's it. Any other questions about Yom Rosh Hashanah? This is precious, this is a sleeper. Any other questions you always ask me? This is tomorrow. Pastor?
Pastor?
Oh, do you remember my wrong? I say Tashu. The main reason I go for Tashu is to take my wife for a walk. The main reason. Because the mission is simple, the answer is not the channel. And it's limited, so we go for a walk. However, even if she doesn't go, I go out as a rubber of the shoes, you know, where I am. I go, but when I don't go with my wife, I go with much better. I walk quickly, I take three sukkim, and I turn around and go back. Shaka.
Is there a problem?
Why are those
things?
The whole book, I think. I think it is you. Why not? Why not? If I Frank Bucks and me, he should sit and learn all the Russian afternoon. Spend only how long it takes to go to Tashka. And then he drives to UC on Southern Dahlia in the morning or the night of the Tuesday night. You can't go to UC without passing some river or other. You go over the bridge. Yeah, if you have a river on the way to school, revolve it, no problem. If Rashi were right, El Akar Bafasim Misha V'Tashlum Aniyachal Mihol Olam Tzayim Misha B'Shvil Odom El Rashanayim V'Kanami Achid Atshuma V'Kri Yeshiron Havim Misha V'Tashlum Aniyachal. Why you chayim a Misha V'Tashuma? Because of an Odom Chas V'Shalom Yechayim Rashanayim Yechayim Rashanayim Atkan. Whatever it is, the way the child is.